Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, mostly sunny skies, mid-90s, wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly overnight in the upper 70s. For tomorrow, partly sunny skies, chance of showers and thunderstorms in the mid-90s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely. We'll see temperatures at 74. Right now, it's 68.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Good Wednesday. A 36-year-old Wichita man with previous drunken driving convictions was sentenced to more than 6 years in prison for a crash that killed a woman in 2018. Monty Carpenter Jr. was sentenced this week to 76 months in prison in the death of 56-year-old Marsha Oglesby. Carpenter pleaded guilty in April to involuntary manslaughter while driving under the influence. Police say Carpenter ran a red light and hit Oglesby's car on September 3rd of 2018. Our news partners at Cake TV report court records show Carpenter had three previous convictions for drunken driving. Firefighters say a wheat stubble fire southwest of Heston damaged close to 200 acres of land right in the middle of harvest season yesterday. Firefighters worked into the evening to spray down burnt land after the large blaze tore through multiple fields near Heston. The cause of the fire is unknown at this time, but it was made worse by the strong winds. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Kansas weather is unpredictable, and even during the summer months, hail, heavy rain, and high winds could damage your roof. You need Burwell Roofing and Construction. Burwell Roofing and Construction out of Goddard, Kansas, is a local roofing company that has been helping Kansans for over 30 years. They use the latest in technology to ensure you're getting an accurate estimate to help take care of your new roof. They can even do siding and window replacement. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's Burwell, it's Burwell, Burwell Construction.
WTI is your career education partner.
They really got to know me, like one-on-one. Even though they had a whole class, I felt like individually they would assist each person as needed. I just felt comfortable and felt very confident in asking questions that otherwise I would be embarrassed to ask.
Don't be scared and take the step. Take the step forward into your future.
To apply and for more information, go online to WTI.edu. Accredited by the Accrediting Commission on Career Schools and Colleges. For more on consumer disclosures, go to WTI.edu/disclosures.
Police in Wichita are asking the city council to approve a federal partnership in an effort to address a surge in violent crime. The Wichita Eagle reports that police want help from the U.S. Marshals Service as gun violence escalates in the city. Nine people were shot over the past weekend, including a police officer who was shot in the head and legs. The partnership with the U.S. Marshals Service would be known as Operation Triple Beam. It would be a 60-day effort starting in July with the goal of investigating and arresting people who have active state or federal arrest warrants. A lawsuit was filed against Tanganyika Wildlife Park after several people reported getting sick after visiting the splash park. The lawsuit accuses Tanganyika of failing to maintain proper sanitary conditions and that it did not warn guests once they knew or should have known about the outbreak. The lawsuit claims that the outbreak occurred among children and other guests who went to Tanganyika in Goddard in June of this year. I'm Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Slow down your pace, speed up your internet, savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. An 80-year-old southwestern Nebraska woman faces sentencing next month for killing her husband, though she claimed it was in response to years of abuse. KNOP-TV reports that Lavetta Langdon of McCook will be sentenced on July 12th. She pleaded no contest to manslaughter earlier this month. Langdon was arrested in August after police found 79-year-old Larry Langdon shot to death in his bedroom. Lavetta Langdon told investigators that her husband had struck her during a fight over money. Police say Lavetta Langdon then took a handgun and shot him in the chest. Lavetta Langdon told police she had been the victim of domestic violence for 30 years. The number of new COVID cases continued to decrease in Nebraska last week, and the state currently has one of the lowest rate of new cases in the nation. The Omaha World Herald reports that for the past 8 weeks in a row, Nebraska has reported fewer virus cases than the week before. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Outdoor grilling on a propane grill is a fun and enjoyable activity. Be safe when grilling by keeping children and pets away from the grilling area and make sure your grill is on a solid level surface at least 5 feet away from combustibles. Always open your grill lid before lighting. Never leave your grill unattended and never grill inside a building. Keep propane cylinders outdoors. Refer to your grill's manufacturer's safety instructions for additional safety information. This message brought to you by this station and the Kansas Propane Education and Research Council, Greg Knoll, Executive Director.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Beatrice firefighters responded Monday evening to a fire at 1315 Bell with damage reported to the home. Cause and a damage estimate under investigation. Fire apparently began toward the back of the house above the kitchen area. Two occupants of the residence escaped safely. Phone service at the Nemahal County Sheriff's Office in Seneca will be down for about 1.5 hour Thursday morning for a planned maintenance issue. 911 services will not be affected. Plans are for the work from 10:30 to 11 a.m. Thursday. Please call later for regular business, with emergency calls still being routed through 911 for the Nemahal County Sheriff's Office. An injury accident was reported in Greenleaf June 2nd. Donna Hobbs of Greenleaf was turning a motorcycle and struck an anhydrous tank. She was transported to Washington County Hospital. $50,000 bond was set for a Beatrice man, Christopher O'Keefe, who was arrested by Washington County authorities responding to a vehicle accident on Sunflower north of 23rd Road June the 8th. The driver lost control, overcorrected, and struck an embankment. Minor injuries were reported, with O'Keefe, a passenger in the vehicle, being arrested on an active felony warrant out of Gage County. Kansas Department of Transportation recently approved bids for work, including replacement of the bridge over Sweet Creek, 4.25 miles east and 7 miles north of Randolph in Riley County. The $386,000 bid went to Ebert Construction of Wamego. A Seneca woman, Shelley Welch, was recently crowned queen of the Ms. Kansas Tourism pageant. Community Memorial Healthcare in Marysville was recently named one of the top 20 critical access hospitals in the United States by the National Rural Health Association. The recognition is based on 8 factors, including inpatient and outpatient market share, quality, patient outcomes and perspective, cost, charge, and financial efficiency. CMH had finished in the top 100 the past 5 years consecutively. A new exhibit highlighting Landall Company opens this week at the Marshall County Historic Courthouse. A brief video and timeline follow the company history from establishment as a two-man welding shop in 1963 to an international manufacturer today with over 1,000 employees. A Chamber Main Street after-hours event with a ribbon cutting is planned Wednesday evening at 5 and a brief presentation at 5:30. And the historic courthouse with the Landall display will be open with free admission both Saturday and Sunday this weekend, each day 9 to 3. Students may bring art creations for display at the Kester House Museum in Marysville, which will be displayed in the gardens this weekend. All media is accepted, not more than 24 by 36 inches, with categories for elementary, junior high, senior high, and post-high school students. The exhibit will be open to the public Saturday, June 26th, 10 to 7 at the Kester House Gardens in Marysville. For information, phone the Kester House at 562-2417. Shirley R. George, age 85, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Visitation before the service. Burial at Mount Calvary Cemetery, Clyde. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Shirley George. Diane M. Detmer Winkenwader, age 74, of Blue Rapids, passed away November 26th. A graveside interment service will be held Saturday, June 26th, 10 a.m. at the Riverside Cemetery in Waterville, with a Terry Christie funeral home in charge of arrangements for Diane Winkenwader. Dave E. Stowes, age 72, of Bremen, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Visitation Wednesday, 5 until 8. Family will receive friends Wednesday 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Dave Stowes. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, tuna patties, cornbread, rice pilaf, green beans, and cranberry sauce. Tomorrow, smothered chicken, mashed potatoes, peas and carrots, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Landall team is ready to share some fun with you. Join them Thursday for free carnival rides with Moore's Greater Amusements at the Days of 49. Stop by, see them in Hanover, 5:30 till 9 on the carnival grounds Thursday, and get a ride wristband compliments of your friends at Landall Company.
Cambridge Place in Marysville wants you. The mission is housekeeping, and they need a few good people to tackle the sanitizing, mopping, dusting, seasonal chores, and all the cleaning that keeps the residents and staff safe and happy. Should you choose to accept, you will receive pay suitable to your experience. Rotating schedule with every other weekend off, personal PTO and vacation, Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance, and an evaluation with potential raise after 90 days. Pick up an application today at Cambridge Place.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Quiet weather across the central parts of the Midwest for this Wednesday. We're definitely going to see the return of those 90s with temperatures in the lower 90s. We have a series of systems that's going to bring us some scattered showers and thunderstorms as we head into late tonight, continuing into tomorrow. It looks like we'll see storms and rain likely as we head into tomorrow afternoon, into tomorrow night, continuing into Friday. We have chances of showers and thunderstorms all the way through Saturday, which is good because we do need that rain. Otherwise, behind this system, we'll see a little bit cooler temperatures as we head into the weekend. So across the area, mostly sunny skies, mid-90s, wind gust at 25. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight in the upper 70s. For tomorrow, partly sunny skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mid-90s. And tomorrow night, rain and storms likely at 74. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late June, 89. Record high on this date, 106. The average low, 65. And the record low, 47. Sunset this evening, 8:57. Sunrise in the morning at 6:02. Sunny and 68 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 23rd of June. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The Beach Boys, live in concert. 2021 Feel Flows World Tour. Saturday, July 31st at 7:30 p.m. at Alcove Spring, 6 miles south of Marysville, Kansas. Tickets on sale now at mcactickets.com. VIP packages available at thebeachboys.com and mikelove.com. The Beach Boys, produced by Marshall County Arts Cooperative.
Ayton's alley-oop puts the Suns up 2-0, and Detroit wins the lottery. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. A wild finish to Game 2 of the NBA's Western Conference Finals last night. The Clippers led the Suns by a point with under a second to go when Phoenix's Jay Crowder found DeAndre Ayton off an inbound.
Crowder looking, throws it alley. Oh! Ayton puts it down! He puts it down! It's over!
On ESPN, 104-103, the final as the Suns take a 2-0 series lead. 24 points from Ayton, while Cameron Payne filling in for Chris Paul led Phoenix with 29. The NBA held its draft lottery, and the Pistons secured the first overall pick in this year's draft. The Rockets will pick second, followed by the Cavaliers and Raptors. Stanley Cup, the Canadiens are a win away from their first finals appearance since 1993, dispatching the Golden Knights 4-1 in Game 5 of the NHL semis. They lead the series 3-2. Baseball, a clash atop the AL East. Rays hosting the Red Sox. 20-year-old Wander Franco, a top prospect in all of baseball, made his major league debut, starting at third for the Rays and getting two hits, including a three-run game-tying homer. It ended up going to extras, where Rafael Devers broke the deadlock.
2-1. Swing hard ground ball right side. Throw for the base and rolling down the line into the corner. Two-run score.
On WEEI, the Red Sox won 9-5-11. That's seven straight losses now for Tampa Bay. The Astros knocked off the Orioles 3-1 for their ninth consecutive victory. The Nationals beat the Phillies 3-2 behind a strong start from Max Scherzer, who was not happy when umpires checked him for foreign substances three times in just four innings.
I'd have to be an absolute fool to actually use something tonight when everybody's intent is out of, everybody's intent is, so far high to look for anything.
Blake Snell outdueled Clayton Kershaw. The Padres squeaked past the Dodgers 3-2. San Diego's won six in a row. This is Rich Cantu. ABC.
137, that'll be good. You can taxi up too, but hold short of the taxiway if you would. Then I'll get your bonus as soon as I can.
It's Thunder Over the Heartland, presented by Core First Bank and Trust. June 26th to 27th in Topeka, the sky will shake. See the reenactment of December 7th, Pearl Harbor.
God bless America. We are Tora, Tora, Tora.
Thunder Over the Heartland features vintage planes to jets. See Randy Ball's MiG 17. Tickets available online now. HeartlandAirshow.com.
Pull up.
Days of 49 in Hanover are underway Thursday through Saturday. Don't miss parades Friday and Saturday nights. Friday night beginning at 6:30, Saturday night at 5:30. More is greater amusements with rides, games, plus concessions on the ground. There's concessions and a beer garden available. Free entertainment each evening. They'll have a DJ Friday night. Kill Creek Rising Band live Saturday night at the Days of 49 this weekend in Hanover. And your invitation from Blue Valley Insurance Agencies, including Hanover Insurance. Over 50 years delivering quality insurance solutions, specializing in farm, auto, home, and business coverage. Citizens State Banks, Hanover, Marysville, and Waterville. Full-service personal banking, featuring better products, better service, and better banking. Join the team at Landall Company, Marysville. Learn more about job opportunities at landall.com/careers.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The Supreme Court in Colorado blocked a statewide ballot initiative that would have expanded animal cruelty regulations from appearing on the November 2022 ballot. The Supreme Court said the initiative advances two subjects in its language, violating the state's single subject requirement for state statutes. The proposed ballot measure is called Initiative 16. It would impose new restrictions on animal husbandry that requires ranchers to wait at least one quarter of the animal's life before sending it to slaughter. Ranchers in violation of the measure may have been charged with a crime. The measure would also have expanded the statutory definition of animal cruelty to include artificial insemination and other penetrations, however slight. The court says that the two subjects invite a potential for the very kind of surprise that a single subject requirement seeks to guard against. Voters may not understand that what is called a livestock initiative would also affect the care of all animals or vice versa. Initiative 16, approved by the state's title board late April, immediately drew the wrath of rural communities and the state's agricultural community. It is that time of the year, the Farm Service Agency accepting nominations for county committee members. Nomination forms for the 2021 election must be postmarked or received by the local FSA office by August 2nd. Elections will take place at certain local administrative areas for these members who will make important decisions about how federal farm programs are administered locally. FSA Administrator Zach Ducheneau said, "We need enthusiastic, diverse leaders to serve other ag producers locally on those FSA committees." He said, "Just as the nation's agriculture industry is diverse from coast to coast, so are the viewpoints and experiences that you can represent on your local committee." He said, "Now is the time to step up and truly make an impact on how federal farm programs are administered at the local level to reach all producers fairly and equitably." That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Join the Jeep Celebration event underway now at Twin Rivers Beatrice with 0% financing up to 84 months with approved credit when financed through Chrysler Capital on the new 2021 Jeep Cherokee Compass and Renegade. Designed with purpose and peace of mind, check out the Jeep Cherokee. The new Jeep Compass is refined and ready to impress, and free-spirited fun is here with the Jeep Renegade. Long live a journey. Test drive your favorite model today, then drive away with 0% financing up to 84 months for a limited time at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, West Court in Beatrice.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Happy Wednesday morning to you. Starting off a brand new day for the middle of the week. Yesterday, kind of a mixed day in your grains and soybeans. We saw higher numbers in the livestock, which was good to see some green across the board there. Corn, they had a decent day for most of the day. Kind of dipped down towards the end of trading for a Tuesday. July corn did stay in the green a little bit, half up to 659 and three quarters. September corn, though, took a bit of a hit, 18 and a quarter down in the red to 553. December corn down 18 points to 539. Over in the wheat, they tried to struggle and maintain in the green for most of the day, took a hit again right towards the end as well, with July KC wheat dropping down three and a quarter to 596 and a half. September KC wheat down three and a quarter to 606. So we'll see if they rebound when markets open here in just a little bit there. Soybeans, after Monday having a heck of a day and a big rally there, we saw them take a bit of a hit and almost rebound, kind of offset themselves yesterday at the end of trading. July soybeans down 20 and a half to 1394 and a half. August soybeans were down 18 and a quarter to 1359 52, and September down 16 points to 1309 and three quarters. On the meal side, they struggled most of the day yesterday. We saw July soybean meal down 980 to 363 and 30 cents. August was down 910 to 363 and 30 cents, and September was down 820 to 364 and 30 cents. Oil, they did show a little bit of green and hung in there towards the end as well, with July soybean oil up 34 cents in the green to 60.67. August was up by 24 cents to 58.92, and September, they hung in there a quarter higher to 58 and a half. So most of the grains and soybeans took a bit of a hit yesterday, really mixed across the board, but a lot of red that popped up, and it was some pretty heavy red. Livestock, though, they had a good green day yesterday, and we'll see what the markets do when they open up in just a little bit here for both the grain, soybeans, and livestock for a Wednesday in the middle of the week. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
If you're seeing stripe rust in your wheat fields this year, think about adding AgriPro brand wheat variety Bob Dole to your farm come planting season. The Bob Dole wheat variety has excellent stripe rust tolerance and is a great fit for graze and grain systems, providing outstanding forage potential without compromising grain yield. Bob Dole also has superior milling and baking quality and is on the GrainCraft's preferred variety list. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates at agriprowheat.com.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
A.J. Schmitz Dairy, a family dairy operation delivering top-quality, consistent dairy used for milk, cheese, and ice cream products, among others. Proud to continue a tradition of raising our best for your table. Taste the difference with a cold glass of milk or any other dairy products that are good for you. A.J. Schmitz Dairy, saluting Dairy Month. Marysville Livestock Incorporated salutes the dairy producers and is proud to serve producers and stockmen with cattle sales on Thursdays. Operating every other week on the summer schedule. Find their consignments, sale information, and more online at MarysvilleLivestock.com. A salute to the dairy producers working hard every day for Marysville Livestock.
Oldie Dairy of Lynn has been family-owned since 1955, producing nearly 14,000 gallons of wholesome milk a day and quality cows for three generations. Their mission is to create a safe and prosperous environment for their employees and the 1,400 cattle they care for. Oldie Dairy is committed to preserving natural resources and helping the community they love. For more information, give Oldie Dairy and Lynn a call at 348-5697.
A salute in June, National Dairy Month, to our hardworking dairy producers.
Instead of heating up the oven on a warm summer's night, you might try ordering some Detroit-style pizza. We explain why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. the state's largest farm advocacy organization, brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, June 23rd, the 174th day of the year. Olympic gold medalist Wilma Rudolph was born on this day in 1940, and if you're looking to work in the garden today, late June and July are great times to plant seeds for your perennials and biennials for next summer. Unfortunately, we have yet to find a seed that will grow pizza, but we keep our fingers crossed today. It is National Detroit-Style Pizza Day. Back in 1946, Buddy Pizza in Detroit, Michigan started making square deep dish pizzas with a blue steel automotive drip pan, and thus Detroit style deep dish pizza was born. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for today. Learn more about cooking online anytime at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 68 with sunshine, a few degrees warmer today. Highs approach the middle 90s.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. Wins for both the Wind Surge yesterday and the Kansas City Royals. We'll start with the Wind Surge. They limited the Midland Rockhounds to one run and blasted two home runs on their way to a 6-1 victory in game one of the series yesterday in Midland. Wichita continued their hot hitting with two home runs in Texas in the first two innings. Jose Miranda picked up his 12th home run in the season on the fourth pitch of the game. The series continues tonight in Midland, Texas. First pitch this evening set for 6:30. The Kansas City Royals rallied in the eighth inning to beat the New York Yankees yesterday 6-5. Garrett Cole, among the pitchers under highest scrutiny as umpires regularly search pitchers this week for unauthorized grip enhancers. He allowed two runs and three hits in seven innings. That series continues today. Royals and the Yankees from New York. First pitch this evening is set for 6:05. Mid-America Network Sports.
Staring at you, but you smiled back at me. Started slinging that air guitar.
gonna tell you how it's gonna be, you and me. Leave that suitcase packed full of sorrow. I'm gonna take you home to Tennessee.